I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts, and the IU Ballet Theater presents Dark Meets Light, Friday and Saturday in the Musical Arts Center with works by George Balanchine, Anthony Tudor, Penny Saunders, and Mark Morris. Amanda McCarroll and John Gardner are working with dancers for Anthony Tudor's Dark Elegies. It's described as emotionally rich, with choreography that derives from ballet but looks like modern dance. Amanda McCarroll is the trustee of the Tudor legacy, and John is director of ballet studies. I understand, John, that you actually began as a gymnast, but your coach thought that ballet was a good double.
That's true.
Worked out well.
Well, I went to an art school in Champaign-Urbana, and the training was very diverse. I was there 4 years and I joined American Ballet Theater. So the diversity of my training really lended itself to a diversity of repertoire when I got in the company because I could do so many different styles.
Was that true of you, Amanda, as well?
Not quite as much as John. As a young girl, I really had my eye on the tutu ballets. I wanted to be a ballerina. I did have some very wonderful contemporary training as a student. I got into American Ballet Theater and I certainly did the more contemporary works, but my path was really the leads in the classical ballets, Swan Lake, Giselle, Bayadere, things like that. So as my career went on, I didn't actually get to do as much of that as I might have liked, but I was busy, so no complaints, I guess.
Amanda McCarroll and John Gardner are working with dancers for Anthony Tudor's Dark Elegies, and they've just arrived to see what their dancers are doing. Amanda, what are you looking for?
Well, we're looking for the choreography of the piece and the emotional intent of the movement to have been sort of settled into their bodies, because when we were here last, they just learned it. It really just takes time for you to absorb it at the depth that you're capable of interpreting it physically. So we're excited to see how far they've absorbed the work.
Now, John, one of the descriptions of this ballet is it's a community in mourning. Kindertotenlieder, of course, is for children, but this is an unspecified catastrophe.
Right.
What are you expecting from these young dancers?
Well, I'll build on what Amanda said. Having worked with them in the learning process, they absorbed it pretty well right from the start. There's a lot of cue in the music. The music, it really informs the dancer quite strongly in this case. But Mr. Tudor does use the ballet vocabulary, but he also creates another vocabulary. So that's when you get the modern dance ballet thing going. He would really take a lot of time to come up with just the right gestures to say what he wanted the dance to say, but also what he wanted the dancer to feel. Mm-hmm. So it's derived from the movement. And when you actually dance Tudor, if you just dance the choreography, the steps that he put together, you start to feel something inside. He's brilliant that way. The dancers have done a really wonderful job to this point. So when we get together with them this afternoon, I think we're going to see a lot of growth there because they were going in a good direction when we left. So I really anticipate some good stuff when we see them.
Amanda, you visited a number of groups that are working on Anthony Tudor pieces. I'm curious about your overall impression of the IU program.
Oh, we were thrilled.
Wonderful.
We loved our time here. We were very impressed with the dancers, all the dancers, actually, which made it more difficult to choose just two casts.
Yeah, the dancers display a lot of maturity.
And to work with each other, to be sensitive to each other and aware of each other as a group right from the beginning, they did that remarkably well.
Yeah, they feel each other well.
Amanda McCarroll, who's the trustee of the Anthony Tudor tradition, and John Gardner, who's the director of dance studies, they're back to revisit Dark Meets Light, the elegy that they brought to IU for this Friday and Saturday in the Musical Arts Center, Friday at 7:30, Saturday there's a matinee and an evening performance. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.